The Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission last night narrowly approved a controversial measure to create a sanctioned encampment for the homeless. The proposal drew hours of public comment from both supporters of the plan and its detractors, and those sharp divisions in the community were also reflected among commissioners who split 5-5 on the plan, creating an uncommon scenario where Mayor Kelly Gertz had to break the tie. Gertz explained his vote in favor of the plan to his colleagues.
But what's clear is that what's proposed here is a continuum of services to provide a necessary safety valve. I think as noted earlier, we've heard again and again from members of the community that they're concerned about both public and private spaces being damaged by homeless individuals, and this provides relief to that damage and relief to that challenge.
Commissioners also passed, as expected, a new mask mandate for Athens-Clarke County in reaction to the rapidly rising number of COVID-19 cases across the state, as well as in Athens. District 3 Commissioner Melissa Link.
It's a shame that so many care so little about their fellow human beings that they won't wear their masks.
That ordinance, which took effect at 8 a.m. Wednesday morning, requires masks in all indoor public spaces, with limited exceptions. Commissioners also tackled a proposed non-discrimination ordinance, which came out of the Legislative Review Committee after over a year of work. After some wrangling about language relating to the definition of familial status, commissioners unanimously adopted the new law. For WUGA News, I'm Martin Matheny.